You're listening to SBS News.
In an attempt to help farmers and fishers stay in business during the coronavirus pandemic, the federal government has announced a $110 million investment. The support package for Australian exporters will see hundreds of tons of produce transported via emergency air freight to China, Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore and the United Arab Emirates. The Minister for Trade, Simon Birmingham, told the ABC the move was vitally important.
It's crucial for the long term that our farmers, our fishers are able to continue to get their product into market, because if they don't, then there is the risk that they will be replaced by others. We're seeing now a growth in demand in marketplaces such as China, and we want to make sure that where we can keep the Australian economy going, we firmly do.
The funding, which will also help struggling airlines, will include 240-ton flights. Minister for Agriculture David Littleproud says the agriculture sector will help to restore Australia's economy once the coronavirus pandemic is over.
People shouldn't panic about the fact that Australian produce is going around the world. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for our economy. It's a good thing for our farmers. And God forbid, if we get some rain, they're going to make a fair bit of money and get our nation up and going again as soon as this COVID crisis has been able to be curtailed.
Mr. Birmingham says the empty returning flights will offer a chance for some much-needed medical equipment to be imported.
Where we possibly can, the backhaul on these flights will absolutely be medical supplies, pharmaceuticals, the types of goods that Australia needs at present.
Fishers will also see $10 million worth of levies waived for the rest of the year. Joe DeBolin, Managing Director of JD's Seafood Export Contractors, says for 21 years each week, his business has been exporting seafood to Hong Kong. But that has now taken a blow as a result of the coronavirus.
I'm down to one customer. I had an export go out yesterday, which might be my last export for a while. I've been in operation for 21 years now.
Mr. DeBolin is hopeful the announcement will see his business continue to export, despite still having to cut back due to still the ongoing limited flights.
The government subsidy that came out for freight is the government listening to industry. We're in the situation right now. We don't know where we're going. As I said, I'm a business owner. We've got no income coming in. I've put my casual staff off. You know, we normally have staff coming in and packing as we require them. So, mate, with the announcement, it just gives us something to plan towards.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Fryer, SBS News.